What about now?
You hear us, David?
Yes, sir.
There we go. All right. How are you, man? You got your summit there? How's it? What do we got going on today at the Hard Rock?
Yeah, you know what we're doing. We're getting all the champs together. We're going to let them talk to the media a little bit. We're making some major announcements today. I think some groundbreaking stuff for combat sports in general, and some really cool stuff for BKFC. So we're going to drop them announcements today. Very excited about it. I think very well attended. A lot of people are excited about it. And I think after we drop some of these announcements and then a couple more on Saturday at Fight Night, I think it's really going to change the game for BKFC.
So my guy, Mike Perry, he's going to be in attendance. Is he making his triumphant return to BKFC? This has been a long time in the waiting.
Yeah, we're going to announce the date, possibly the opponent. I'm just waiting on the contract right now. So it's kind of like it's in the middle whether we'll announce the opponent or not right now. But we're going to announce his return, absolutely. We're going to announce a couple tournaments we're doing. We're going to announce just some really cool stuff that we have going on that I think is awesome for the athletes.
But are you worried at all? Because I know that him and Conor McGregor, because Conor McGregor is going to be there, or you guys are announcing that he's going to be there. I never know with Conor and his schedule or whatnot if that's going to happen. But there's been a little bit of frostiness, riftiness between the two of them, and now that they're both going to be on, you know, the same stage. I know you're no stranger to your boys scrapping when it comes to promotion, but are you expecting fireworks there today?
I mean, I don't think so, but hey, man, you never know. I mean, you got two guys that are really, you know, hyped up and really believe in themselves a lot, and you never know what's going to come out of their mouth. And look, I swear, it's funny you said that because I wasn't prepared for that question, but I kept thinking it like, yo, is Conor going to say like, yo, get out of here, you're fired, get out of here, you're cut, right? Like, I don't
it
know.
It was the first what thing I thought
say?
Of.
You just don't know.
It was the
you
first.
You just don't know.
When
man.
You guys launched the advertise, I was like, oh, Mike's going to be there. Wait, Conor's going to be there. I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, man. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But man, look, one thing for sure, it's going to be a fun night.
Well, so but it's open to the public, so people here in South Florida can go there to the Hard Rock for it.
Yeah, it's at the ballroom at the Hard Rock. You know, it's first come, first serve. I say that because, you know, I think it fits about 1,000 people. But, I mean, there's going to be so many people here tonight. Very, very pumped up for it. And like I said, have some really cool announcements that we're going to make. We're going to, I think, move the needle in combat sports in general, not just for what we're doing with BKFC, but I think it's things that other companies can follow through with and help the fighters out and do some things that we're going to do tonight. And I think it's going to go a long way.
Do you?
And we're not sure if we're going to announce it. We have an unbelievable announcement. And again, that's either going to come today or Saturday. I'm not sure yet, depending on my phone call I get.
Are you starting to get like different age group guys starting to get into BKFC because, like, it's mostly the veteran guys who have – there's just professional fighters. They just fight wherever they can fight. Are there people that are starting to get into just these types of the fight game and or maybe thinking about doing this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many announcements. We're going to announce 12 new signings tonight.
Okay.
Some former boxing world champions, some big-time UFC guys. You know, we got some major announcements there as well. But I think what I said is I think this sport actually has the chance to really go outside of fight fans in general. It's not just fight fans because it is bare knuckle, and we all did it, right? We all saw it. We all do it. Like when you play football, when you play basketball, there's a fight in the crowd. You look at the fight in the crowd. It's primal. It's what people want to see. And therefore, this sport itself, I think, can go outside a little wider than just combat sports in general.
Is this thing legitimate? Like, are you guys really making a promotion that's going to be bare knuckle on hockey, on ice? Like, I saw videos of this. I'm like, is this a thing that you guys are going to do?
So it's a guy that was helping me out with some stuff in Canada, and he asked me to get involved with him. And I said, yeah, you know what? We'll put our name on it. And the first event in Michigan was amazing. It was a really, really cool event. Definitely needs some tweaks. I really, truly think it has legs because I thought the fans were going crazy over it. There were some great fights. We just had to change some rules to make it a little more exciting. The same thing we did with BKFC. Make it, you know, nonstop engagement, nonstop excitement. And we're going to do that. And I think it definitely has some legs. And that's actually, we're actually acquired another promotion, and we're going to announce that tonight as well.
See, because this is one of the things, Leroy, because we watched the Panthers this year. And I don't know how much hockey you were into, David, but the Panthers got some badasses on this team this year with Jonah Gadjevich and AJ Greer. I mean, they won literally like every bare knuckle fight there was on ice. I feel like there needs to be like some Panthers highlight reel for the South Florida card.
Yeah, man, it could be amazing, man. I think what happened is the Philadelphia Flyers just hired two of my BKFC fighters to coach their guys how to fight. So they're actually getting into fighting now. Like, it's no joke. It's not just that you know, they're going to go to the gym and learn how to fight. They actually have fight coaches now for the Flyers. It's crazy.
No, it is. It's one of those things where, like, the thing that's honorable about it is they have to drop the gloves. Like, they're not doing it. Like, it's always been the thing in hockey.
Right.
But, like, the Panthers have this guy that's there. Because, you know, the thing in BKFC that's always gnarly is Leroy is the cuts, right? And the way that these guys are just, you know, they can be so pinpoint and precise with these punches. But there was this one guy that the Panthers had, David, that's like, his name's Jonah Gadjevich, and he was like, after the fight, he's like taking scissors and he's like cutting and trimming back up the flesh because he did such a good job of enforcing for his stars, because that's what they're always out there doing. So it's spreading all over the place. What do you got on the card this weekend? What are the fights people should be looking forward to?
We got a heavyweight eliminator for the championship. We got Arnold Adams, who is our actual first BKFC world champion. He's fighting a monster. We call him the bare knuckle Mike Tyson, Leonardo Perdomo. He's from Miami, you know, via Cuba. But I mean, this guy is a beast right now. He's 7-0, seven first round knockouts with BKFC. Nobody's ever made it past 1 minute with him yet.
Oh, wow.
So I mean, this guy is a beast, and he's going to be tested. We have the 125 pound championship. G. Perez is going to take on Andrew Strode out of Denver. G. Perez is a Florida native as well, out of Cuba as well also. And then we just have, you know, Brian Duran. We have Steve Townsend. We have all these guys on the undercard, Julio Perez, that are all Miami-based guys. And we will have, when it's all said and done on Saturday night, we will have the highest grossing ticket sales for any combat sporting event at Hard Rock history on Saturday night. We'll have the largest attendance and the highest grossing ticket sales. So we're very, very excited about that as well. It will be our ninth consecutive sellout here at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, it's always a consistent home for you guys. It's great that you guys have found a footing in a place that obviously loves a good scrap. We appreciate the time, David Feldman. Go check out BKFC. If you guys are looking for something fun tonight, listen, you got Conor McGregor, the who's who of fighting there with Mike Perry. That sounds like it's going to be fireworks, announcements galore. Get on out to the Hard Rock Ballroom and then get out to the Hard Rock this Saturday for the main card. David Feldman, appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
All right, there you go. I'm telling you, dude, this hockey fight promotion, I think, can be a thing.
First of all, like, here's where it differs from regular BKFC. Because you need the other fighter for leverage.
Yes.
Right? Because you can't just punch on ice. So I'm wondering, here's a couple of things. What kind of shoes are going to be allowed? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what if they put little spikes on the bottom so you can get grip?
Right.
How are you going to be able to hold or grab a guy? Because without any leverage, it's not going to be a fight.
It's called BKFC Ice Wars. No sticks, no pucks, no goals, just fights. Like, how do they not have the Panthers in as, like, honorary captains for this?
Yeah. All right, if you had to put together your starting line.
I mean, I would go Jonah Gadjevich, AJ Greer.
Kachuk always, you know who Kachuk reminds me of? Conor McGregor. Right?
Yeah.
It's just like.
It's just a nuisance.
A nuisance.
Yeah. Sam Bennett.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, and we even forget about Marshawn. He doesn't mess around, but I don't know if he fights.
He's got a good head. We saw him in a fight. He had great head movement.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Look, I got Sam Bennett.
Yep.
Sam Bennett's going to be first on my list, I think.
Sam Bennett for sure. I mean,
he's got that knockout power.
Yeah.
Jonah.
I say Jonah for sure.
Just if we could bring in an old Panther, Radko Gudas.
I was going to say Radko Gudas. Radko.
Nothing says BKFC like Radko Gudas.
What about Lomberg?
Right?
Lomberg's good, but too handsome.
Lomberg is like he's like an instigator. Like he's going to be in there and he's gonna be, you know, bothering people. But I think in just a straight up fight. You know who we're forgetting?
Who?
Honestly, captain of my team.
Whoa.
The polar bear. Nico Mikola laughs at people.
But who else is in his weight class?
Is Lomberg.
That's tough.
Who else is in his weight class?
Lomberg is.
He would have to fight the guy who's 7-0 and nobody's ever made it past the first minute.
If they're crossing sports, yeah. If they're crossing sports,
yeah. Like, yikes.
Schmeathan says the best fight card would be Tobin versus treadmill. Such a bastard, Schmeathan. Always know how to bring me down. Just the two of you. You two are like the Dudley Boys of fat shaming.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about?
Please.
Well, I mean, listen, when we went to the YMCA and you worked out on the treadmill and rode the bike in your suit and everybody was walking by.
Oh, my God. They did not find it funny.
All the soccer moms were walking by giving him the look. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
They should have the Panthers there with the Stanley Cup. It should be Gadjevich and AJ Greer with the cup at the ringside.
That's glorious.
That would be cool. Anyway, check that on out. We'll take a break, play a little Goosies. No Goosies next.